This is a Bikias recording for Titan's Daf Tes Amid Beis. We're starting from the top line, last word on the line. Tana Rabbanan, Al Yomar Adam Talmid Ani, Eini Roi Lios Yachid. Person shouldn't say, who am I? I'm just a student of Torah. I'm really considered a Yachid, like the big rabbis. I should fast on these one of these days. No. Rather, Ella Kol Talmid De Chachamim Yachidim. Anyone who's called a Talmud Chacham can be considered a Yachid. Ezu Yachid, Ezu Talmid. So how do we know the difference between a Yachid versus a Talmud? Yachid, Kol Sheroi Livnos Parnas Al Atzibur. Somebody who could really be appointed as a Rav, as a Posek for the community. Talmud, Kol Shesholon Asol Dvar Halacha B'Limudo V'Omer. Right? V'Amfilu M'Mesechta D'Kala. Meaning a Talmud means he knows where he's holding in his own learning. Meaning he knows what the yeshiva is learning. He could speak out in that Mesechta. If you ask him what's the Halacha in such and such a case in the Mesechta that he's learning, he'll be able to say it. But you can't ask him Shilas from all over Halacha. And it says, Afilu Masechta Dekala, that's like the Dafyomi. He's holding the Dafyomi. He knows the Masechta that everybody's learning. So that counts too as a Talmud. So this guy would be allowed to fast under these circumstances. Tana Rabbanan, Lo Kol Arotze Lasos Atzmo Yachid Osa. We have a different brayza which says, not everybody who wants to be counted as a Yachid can do so. Talmud Osa. But if he wants to make himself a Talmud, he can make himself a Talmud. Divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Osev is Achol HaTov. If he wants to make himself a Yachid, he can. Meaning, if he wants to fast, he's allowed to fast, and we consider it a good thing. Lefishein Shevach Hulo El Atzar Hulo, because what's he accepting upon himself? Extra fasting? That's not something that's praiseworthy. That's something which is difficult, and therefore, if he wants to accept extra difficulties upon himself, he's certainly allowed to do so. Tanya Idach, we have another Brisa, Lo Kol HaRotze Lasos Atzmo Yachid Oseh Talmid Oseh Divrei Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar. So we have the same statement of Rav Meir, but the name of Shimon Ben Elazar. Not everybody wants to make himself a Yachid is allowed to. If he wants to make himself a Talmud, he's allowed to do that. And Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel, and Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel says, no, Bamed Ramar Murim B'davar Shel Shevach. That's something which is a positive for him. Meaning he wants to get covered, so they want everybody to call him, a Talmud Chacham, so not everybody's allowed to do that. But Avol B'davar Shel Tzar, but something which is fasting, which is painful, Oseh B'zachal HaTov, that he can certainly do, and he doesn't, we don't worry about that. Because he's not doing it to get anything positive out of it, he's just putting himself in pain. Tana Rabbanan, we have the following price. So if you have a guy who's in the middle of fasting on something bad, let's say it hasn't been raining, and then it starts pouring rain in the middle of the day, or he's fasting for a chole who's very, very sick, and the person had the fever breaks and the person is getting up and walking around like nothing ever happened. So should he finish the fast or not? So he say, yeah, he has to finish the fast till the end of the day. The person goes from a place that where they are they're not fasting, and he ends up in a place where they are fasting, he should finish out the fast with them. What about if he goes from a place where they are fasting to a place where they're not fasting, he should finish out the fasting anyway. Shachach v'achal v'shasa. Let's say he goes to a place where they are fasting and he forgot. He didn't realize they were fasting, so he was eating. Al yisrab if ne'at sibur. He shouldn't do it in public in front of everybody else. Al yanig idunin ba'at. He shouldn't take any pleasures upon himself. Shenemar v'yomer Yaakov Levanav lama tisro. Right, we have this in the Parsha of the week. This is this week's Parsha that Yaakov says to his sons, why should we appear like we have a lot when in fact the B'nai Yishmael, the B'nai Esav are starving, so even though they still had some food left over, but they shouldn't show off like they have food and everyone else should be jealous of them. Amar Lahem Yaakov Levanav, Al Tisro Atzmachem Kishatem Sveyin, Lo B'nai Esav, Lo B'nai Yishmael, Kadesha Lo Yiskanu Bachem, right, don't show off in front of the B'nai Esav and Yishmael because they're going to get jealous of you. And then once we mentioned Yaakov and his sons, we mentioned in next week's parsha that Yosef, when he sends them back to get Yaakov after he reveals himself, he tells them, he says, Al tirgazu baderech, don't get all riled up on the way. Now what does that mean? Al tirgazu baderech, amr blazar amr lahem Yosef lachiv, al tisasku bedvar alach, lashem a tirgazu aleichem aderech. Right, don't get involved in long halachic discussions while you're on the road, because then you're going to lose your way and it's going to take extra long. I want you to go up there, get Yaakov Avinu and bring him back down. Any is this so? Bahamar Rabbi Loi Bar Brachia Shnei Talmidei Chacham Halchu Maderech Ne'im Ne'im Devarei Torah Ruim Misarei. If you have two Talmidei Chacham walking down the road and they're not talking any Torah, they're worthy of being burned. Shneimar Vayhi Hema Holchim V'Daber V'Hinei Rechav Eish V'Susei Eish V'Yafridu Ben Shneim. So this is Eliyahu and Navi and Elisha. They're walking and they're talking and learning, and then they see a fiery chariot goes in between them. This is when Eliyahu and Navi left this world. So Taima the Ikadibur. The only reason that they weren't burned by the chariot is that they were talking and learning. Haleka Dibur Ruinli Sarif. But if they wouldn't be talking and learning, they are worthy of being burned by the fire. So you see, how can you say Al Targazu Adarach? Don't talk and learning on the road. Low kasha? No, that's not a problem. Hala migras, hala yune. So to talk and learning and just things that you know already, that's great. That's what you should do. But to talk and learning and things that are going to really require major intellectual thought, so that you're not supposed to do while you're on the road. You concentrate on your driving when you're on the road. You don't mess around because you want to get where you're trying to go. And then once we mention the issues of traveling, then we say b'masnisa tana, we have the following statement of the Mishnah, al tafsiu tfsiya gas. You shouldn't take large steps. V'hechnisa chema le'ir. And you also should not enter into the city when you're all tzahitz. You're all, you know, sweaty and you know, excited. Al tafsiu tfsiya gas. Why don't you allow to take big steps? Damar mar tfsiya gas. And it tells echa mechamesh miyos nemorein of shaladim. Because it takes away 1/500 of a person. I said, "V'chnisu chema le'ir." You shouldn't want, you know, shouldn't come in all tzahitz into the city. Kid Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Dam Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Li'olam Yetsi Adam B'Kitov V'Chanes V'Kitov. Right, a person should leave in Kitov. Right, he should leave in the daytime when there's light outside, and it should be, he shouldn't leave in the middle of the night, and he should come into the city when it's Kitov. Also, it's very bright and light. Shenemar Haboker or V'Hanoshim Sholchu. Right, similar to the Malachim. When they waited till the daylight broke, and then they sent out, they were to leave. Rabbi Yehuda says the name Rabbi Chiya Hamahalich B'derech Al Yochi Yosim Shnei Ra'avon. Right, the person who's going on a trip, he shouldn't eat too much. He shouldn't eat more than a person would eat during the year a day days of a famine. So my time, why Hacha Targima Mishum Ma'ina B'Maravar Mishum Mizone. So one mandomer over here, they explained it because of ma'ina, which means that we shouldn't, you don't want to get a stomachache, you don't want to be too full when you set out on a long trip because it's not good for you. And in Marav and Eretz Yisrael, they darshan it meant because we don't want you to run out of food. If you don't ration your food correctly, you want to make sure you have enough in case something comes up. So we said, what's the nafkamina? Am I benayu? What's the nafkamina between the two cases? Or the two reasons he could be nayu. So the difference is the yasiv ba'arva. He's sitting in a ship, right? So what are we worried about that he's going? You know, so he's not really traveling anyway. So which way would that work for? So before we get to that, let's just do the rest. Zinami or else the ka'azel me'avna la'avna. He's going from one inn to another. So he's certainly not going to run out. He's going to be able to retool. So if we're worried about the fact that he's going to have a stomach ache. So there's no fear because he's not really traveling. In those days, I guess they didn't get so seasick. But if you're worried that he's going to run out of food, you can run out of food on a boat also, just like you can run out of food on the road. So, and the second one is if you're going from inn to inn, so we're not worried you're going to run out of food. You're going to restock at every stop, and you're good to go. But you can still get a stomachache. Rav Papa says, Kol parza v'parza ochel chad rifta kasavar mishamayna. And Rav Papa, he would eat a little bit of bread every parsa that he traveled, because he held that the ikar reason was the stomach problem, and therefore he didn't want to eat too much in one sitting, and he waited until he would walk another parsa before he would eat more bread.